once a famous Tabi'i saint, Hazrat Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was sitting at his doorstep when a funeral procession passed by. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh also got up and followed behind the procession. In the funeral procession, there was a young girl who was running whilst crying bitterly and exclaiming, "My dear beloved father, today I've encountered an unprecedented ordeal." When Sayyidina Hasan Basri heard her painful voice, tears rolled down his cheeks. Overwhelmed with pity, he affectionately stroked the bereaving orphan's head before remarking, then said, "O daughter, in fact it is your deceased father who is encountering an unprecedented ordeal, not you." The next day he saw the same girl crying on her way to the graveyard. The Ali Rahma followed her with the hope of gaining some spiritual admonition. The Ali Rahma noticed that when that girl reached the graveyard, she embraced the grave of her father. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh hid behind the bushes. The little girl wept with her cheek on the father's grave. While crying bitterly, she said, "O beloved father, how did you spend your first night in your dark grave without a lamp or companion? Dear father, yesterday night I lit the lamp for you at home. Who lit the lamp in the grave last night? Yesterday night I laid out your bedding at home. Who laid out your bedding in the grave last night? O beloved father, yesterday night I massaged your hands and feet. Who massaged your hands and feet in the grave last night? O beloved father, yesterday night at home I gave you water to drink. Who offered you water last night when you were thirsty and asked for some water? O beloved father, yesterday night I spread a shawl over your body. Who spread it last night? O beloved father, yesterday night I wiped the sweat off your face. Who wiped your sweat last night in the grave? O beloved father, till yesterday night I came to your assistance whenever you summoned me. Who did you call out to last night in your grave?" She kept on talking like this. Hasan Basri Ali Rahma came closer to that girl and he also started crying and said, "O daughter, do not say like that. Rather say this, O beloved father, at the time of burial your face was turned towards Qibla. Is it still in the same direction? Or has your face been turned in the opposite direction? O beloved father, you were wrapped in a clean and unsoiled shroud and then buried. Is it still clean and unsoiled? You were placed into the grave with your body sound intact. Is your body still intact or have the insects eaten it away? O beloved father, scholars of Islam say that during the first night of the grave, the deceased are asked questions about their faith and some of them will be able to answer, whereas some will be in despair. Did you give correct answers or have you failed? O beloved father, scholars say that for some people the grave becomes spacious, whereas for some it is narrowed. Has your grave become spacious? Or has it been narrowed? O beloved father, scholars say that the shroud of some is replaced by a heavenly shroud, whereas for some it is replaced by a shroud of the hell fire. Has your shroud been replaced with a heavenly one or with one made up of fire?"
Allahu Akbar. Upon hearing the words of Sayyidina Hasan Basri, the little girl said, "O my master, your words of advice have awoken me from the sleep of heedlessness." After that, with tears flowing from her eyes, she returned back with Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. My dear Islamic brothers, remember a day will come when we will depart from this mortal world. Are we ready for our grave? Are we ready for the questions of our grave? Have we prepared for our grave? Everyone knows his own state of preparation. In this world we are just cast. Let me quote a summary of a hadith. Be in this world as a traveller. May we all prepare for the hereafter.